I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Make America Great Again has become the presidential slogan both embraced and scorned by millions. But what does it really mean? According to Teach Beyond's George Durrance, for Christians, that phrase should mean more than just a desire for prosperity and global influence.
I think what made America great in the past, I would say the last 150 years, 200 years of mission across the world, was that we, by God's grace, were able to send people to the far corners of the world who had a deep, sincere reality to their faith.
To truly want to be great, Durrance says we have to examine our motives and live with an eternal focus. Find more of his thoughts in the web story at missionnews.org. And many organizations have been going out of their way to partner up with other groups to maximize their impact for the gospel. Bibles for the World is no exception. President John Podaiti says their latest project will see them teaming up with the Luis Palau Association.
Andrew has had a calling to reach 10 of the major countries of Africa with the gospel, holding festivals, not only the open-air crusades, but community-wide outreaches.
So the festivals were all set up, but they still needed Bibles. And that's when Bibles for the World stepped in and provided more Bibles than what their partners ever expected. Bibles for the World and these partners hope to make an impact that will last long after the festivals are over. But they need your prayer in the months ahead.
The small part that we're playing in providing scripture, it's carrying through and plugging in these new believers into the body of Christ.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Let's see glimpses inside lives that have been transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.